This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The residential real estate market in Colorado is reeling from social distancing requirements. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of homes on the market has fallen, and the entire home buying process, from the open house to closing, has been upended by COVID-19. Inspectors are resorting to live streams to show buyers their work. More appraisals will likely be done without seeing the inside of a home, something lenders are more open to than normal. Realtors say showings have come to a standstill following new restrictions put in place last week. Instead, sellers are resorting to virtual tours to show off their properties. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Less of Colorado is experiencing drought after significant amounts of snow fell last week, but water officials say much of the state remains under severe drought conditions despite that moisture. Southern Colorado and the Eastern Plains have the driest weather in the state. About 65% of Colorado is experiencing drought now, compared to only 20% last year. Snow continues to fall along the Front Range and northwestern parts of the state today and could severely affect travel on the I-70 corridor in the mountains. Denver could see 3 more inches of snow today. Boulder is seeing record snowfall with another 5 inches possible by tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says more than 146 inches have fallen on Boulder since last fall. 26 degrees, light snow, mist and fog in Denver, 35 light snow and windy for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.